What are you doing? What
are you doing? This episode's gonna get pulled off YouTube. It's gonna get copyright strike, but I don't care. I do not care, because, can you hit pause on that? Press the middle one. No, no, no. It's not a touchscreen. It's an old MP3 player. Be careful. There you go.
Okay.
Special episode. It might be a little long today. I put a lot of stuff on the list. We'll see what we can get to. But today we're starting off fun. Let's have a fun time. You're probably thinking, Matt, what was that song you were just playing? And for those of you who are from the early 2000s, that was Akon, Mr. Lonely.
Why are you playing that?
Good question. I'm glad you asked, Beth. I'm playing that because I found my old MP3 player while cleaning out my apartment. That is from, I guess, 2005 or six. And it works. And there's old songs on it. So I want to start the episode by going through. I haven't looked at it yet.
Oh.
I've only seen the first couple songs. I wanted to go through just the first couple songs on there, and we'll see what sounds good, what sounds bad. And we're going to go through the songs together, and we're going to listen to what 12-year-old Matt was listening to back in 2005 or 6, whenever I bought this thing. It's a video one, too. It's a video MP3 player because I couldn't afford an iPod video at the time. They're like $600. So I got a video Insignia MP3 player. So be careful with that. But
it's so scratched.
I know, but it works. So let's go through. So if you want to go hit next on there, be careful because it fucks up the volume. Don't fuck with the volume at all. Just click play and then hit next is what we're going to do. Okay. This is another Akon song, if I remember correctly. This is Belly Dancer by Akon, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Matt, nice one. Let me see if I remember this.
Baby, what's the sound? This one's seeing touch the ground. Don't be shy, roll the dancer. Shake your body like a belly dancer.
All right, next. That's a good song. Oh, hold on. I know the lyrics to this. Don't tell me what it is.
I don't mind where you come from, as long as you come to me.
Is it Sick Puppies?
Yeah.
All of me or something?
I can't see.
All the same.
All the same. It's all the same.
I haven't heard this one. This must be an American one.
Yeah, this is American punk. I bet a lot of this is going to be American punk. I promise.
Okay, next one.
Oh, this is Alistair. Stuck.
Yeah. Again, I don't know this one.
This is actually not the original song that came out, I don't think. I think this is the demo of the song I downloaded on LimeWire. Late night, a long day.
LimeWire.
Somehow it's never quite enough. Maybe.
LimeWire is bringing back all the memories.
I feel like growing up. And I'm staying up all night cause I'm trying to understand why I feel like I've been stuck here forever. I'll break out today.
Next one.
Okay. This is American Hi-Fi, the breakup song.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. These past three songs I have no idea about.
They're going to be very American punk. I forget how the words go.
I can't believe I hung around with you all this time. You drove me crazy. You're OVD, girl. You're out of your mind.
All right, next. This is Beauty and the Breakdown by the Scene Aesthetic.
Yeah, well done.
Yes.
Again.
This song rips, dude. I can still play this on guitar, actually.
Come on, take a step towards me so you can figure me out. I've been hoping and praying for a single way to show you what I'm
okay,
all
I don't
about.
Know this one. Next.
Oh, this is Slipknot. Wow, nice one, Matt. Before I forget, this must have been freshman year of high school then, because I don't think I got into Slipknot till freshman year of high school. This song is so fucking good.
Did you go to any of their concerts or anything?
Before I get too hyped up.
Okay. Wow, that is a change of genre.
I know, but it's just going from A to B. You can tell A to Z. It's not like a, it's not a playlist. Satisfaction, Benny Benassi, obviously. Yeah. Go next. Oh, this is shit. The arms wide open. No, it's not Howie Day. Oh, maybe it is Howie Day.
No. What's the opposite of
the world into
what's the opposite of horizontal?
Vertical horizon.
Yeah.
I saw them in concert actually with Smash Mouth and Sugar Ray. In 2013. What a show. Smash Mouth, Sugar Ray. Mark McGrath still got it. Go next. All right, I'm bored of this.
Oh, it says to continue listening to your subscription.
Hit next. Tracks. Just hit next.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, this is Big Girl, You're Beautiful by Mika.
We were singing this the other week.
I know.
This is the start of the song.
Slurping a milkshake, I know. Big girl, you are beautiful. This song is fucking awesome.
You actually know like most of the words to this as well. No pressure, go for it.
Walks into the room, feels like a big balloon. I said, hey girl, you are beautiful. Diet Coke and a pizza, please. Diet Coke, I'm on my knees screaming, big girl, you are beautiful. You take your skinny girl, I feel like I'm gonna die. Cause a real woman needs a real man, and he's mine. You take your girl and multiply it by four. Now a whole lot of women needs a whole lot more. Next. Oh, LaRue. Bulletproof.
Yeah.
Next. Well, I was getting into dance music back then, Matt. Nice.
My favorite dessert is cake. Mm.
Of course, you got to have stand-up comedy on there. I was obsessed with stand-up comedy. That's Jim Gaffigan, cake bit. I could probably recite the whole bit, but let's not do that. That's embarrassing.
Okay.
Oh, this is chunky. Data Life?
Yeah.
Cookies in your mouth? Cookies with a smile.
Yeah.
Right. Write you a song, Mike Posner, obviously.
I like this one.
Next. Hey, Justice, D-A-N-C-E. Mm-hmm. This song is so good. Mm-hmm. W-E-A-T, get ready to hang. All right, next. Oh, this sounds so good. Sound system. Daft Punk is playing at my house.
You were so hot. I am such a lucky woman.
She is. You heard it here first. Daft Punk is playing at my house.
Oh.
There's also LCD Sound System. I forget the name of the song. It's walking up to me, expecting, walking up to me, expecting words. It's their most famous song. I don't know. I'm beefing it here.
Dance yourself
clean. Dance yourself clean. All right, next. Oh, ooh. Fire in the Disco. This is Danger High Voltage by... I saw them live in concert my sophomore year of college in Cincinnati. Fire in the Taco Bell! Fuck, it's Danger High Voltage by Electric Six.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Jack White actually sings in that song. Not a lot of people know that. Oh, this is My Chemical Romance.
What's the song?
Dead. Deep Inside of You by Third Eye Blind. I had good music taste back then, Matt. Nice work. I'm killing it. And you guys might hate this. Sorry. I'm crushing it. Next. It's always the same. Justice.
Yeah.
It's always the same. Phantom Part 2?
Nope.
Phantom 2.0? Phantom?
Nope.
What is it?
DVNO.
DVNO. DVNO. Four capital letters. Printed in ghost. Details.
I don't know this one. Sweat
even more. All right, next. Oh, this is That Handsome Devil. And some angels. And they better have guns, cause everybody's crazy down here. From? Elephant Bones on everybody's drugs. It was on Guitar Hero 2. White trash goes to die.
Oh, this is a good one.
I'll lose yourself, Eminem, next. Eminem, my band, D12, go next.
I think we stuck at the E's.
This is Eminem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is definitely Eminem. This is like his dark phase. I'd have to play it halfway through to recognize the song.
Bully.
Bully. You're such a motherfucking bully. And I ain't bowing to no motherfucking bully. Next. Another Eminem.
Yeah, I think it's all Alpha.
All right, go next.
Are we going to go through all
119
songs?
No, just go through a couple more. Crazy in Love, Eminem.
Yeah, let me skip a little. All
right, Puke by Eminem.
Like, it's Eminem for like...
Even for the Moment, Without Me, Slim Shady. Oh. Enter Sandman by Metallica. This is also Vertical Horizon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't remember the name of this song.
Everything You Want.
Everything You Want, yeah. Next. Cascada, Every Time We Touch, obviously. And if you guys think I don't have impeccable music taste, look at 12-year-old Matt. He's crushing it with the songs right now. Go next. Next. What the hell?
Hollywood Undead.
Oh, Hollywood Undead. Dave and Mike Thomas, my brothers, will appreciate this. People from Dayton, Ohio, from the years 2006 to 2011. Great years. Next. His wishes, Fall Out Boy. Are this year's apologies? Every last time I come home. Next. Another Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, this is all going to be Fall Out Boy. Oh.
No, Firework, Katy Perry. Embarrassing, but fair.
I like this song.
Oh, I don't know. Actually, I do know.
This MP3 is sticky. Should I be worried?
American Idol. Oh, Flavor of the Week acoustic. She paints her nails, but she don't know. She's got her best friend on the phone. She washes her hair in his dirty clothes. He's all he gives to her. And he's got posters on the wall. This is Frontier Psychiatrist by The Avalanches.
Yeah.
This song is also fucking sick and holds up today. It's so good. Next.
Yeah, yeah.
What is this? Big Strap. What is it? Big Fat Boy? What's his name?
Fat Man Scoop.
Fat Man Scoop, that's it. All right, we can...
Oh.
We can fade this out. Hit pause. All right, we can start the show now. Well, maybe we'll keep going through that week after week. I can't go through the whole thing, obviously, but I'm really impressed with young Matt. What do you think? That was pretty good.
I mean, yeah, but the MP3 is sticky.
I did use that for other things. It's a video MP3, so keep that in mind.
It's horrible.
Keep that in mind. It's been sitting in my drawer for probably 15 years, Beth, so...
Okay.
Let's, cut me some slack. A nice job, though, 12-year-old man. You guys will notice my shirt here, Victory Lap Media. Great shirt. New. But let's just get right into it. There's lots I have on the agenda today. But the main thing is, look, you guys, you sign up for this show. You want to listen to me talk. You hear it every week. You know what I'm interested in. You know what I like talking about. And it's aliens. And that's what it all comes back down to is aliens. That's the only thing I really give a shit about in today's day and age. It's the only thing that excites me. It's the only thing that keeps me going. And I'm the only one who reports on it. No one else talks about this. And that's not entirely true, as you'll see in a couple minutes here. Can you? That is so loud.
So loud. Okay. Oh, he's done it again. Yeah, I don't know how to stop it.
Just leave it.
I don't know how to stop it.
Some nice improv there.
Okay, how do I stop it?
Leave it.
Okay.
So that's the intro to our alien segment. Now, where was I going with this? I was saying I'm the only one who reports on this. Not 100% true, because we're getting deeper and deeper into this crazy, I don't know, these phenomena, whatever the hell you say it, is happening. And I'm not the only one who's reporting it on it anymore. 60 Minutes did a segment on this. Yeah, you heard me right. A mainstream news show talked about aliens. And it's getting crazier and crazier. And if you don't believe at this point, and if you don't at least give it some kind of credence, like, you're an idiot. The government's admitted these things are real. And we're about to see that right now. So if you want to click on that first video, hit play, make that full screen if you can. You're doing bad.
Away in the Pentagon, ATIP was part of a $22 million program sponsored by then-Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid to investigate UFOs. When Elizondo took over in 2010, he focused on the national security implications of unidentified aerial phenomena documented by U.S. service members.
Imagine a technology...
First of all, look at this guy.
Six to 700
G-forces. Look at his face.
That can fly at 13,000 miles an hour, that it can evade radar, and that can fly through air and water and possibly space.
What?
And, oh, by the way, has no obvious signs of propulsion, no wings, no control surfaces, and yet still can defy the natural effects of Earth's gravity. That's precisely what we're seeing.
Elizondo tells us ATIP was a loose...
Yeah, that's a guy who worked in the military. Aliens are here, guys. You heard him. He said it goes 13,000 miles an hour and can go through fucking water, and there's no obvious propulsion systems. What? But it doesn't end there. Watch the whole segment if you're interested in the whole thing. I highly recommend it. It's interesting. I'm only taking the best couple clips out of this. But this next clip is even crazier. So go to the beginning of this one.
Former Navy pilot Lieutenant Ryan Graves calls whatever is out there a security risk. He told us his F-18 squadron began seeing UAPs hovering over restricted airspace southeast of Virginia Beach in 2014 when they updated their jet's radar, making it possible to zero in with infrared targeting cameras.
So you're seeing it both with the radar and with the infrared, and that tells you that there is something out there.
Pretty hard to spoof that.
These photographs were taken in 2019 in the same area. The Pentagon confirms these are images of objects.
The Pentagon confirms it. What is that?
Lieutenant Graves told us pilots training off the Atlantic coast see things like that all the time.
Every day.
What?
Every day for at
least every
a couple of years.
Day.
Wait a minute. Every day for a couple of years?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You know, I don't
what?
See an exhaust.
Every day for a couple of years? You can't tell me. You can't sit here and go, oh, conspiracy theory, man. Oh, man, hey, aliens don't exist. Something's out there. And this would be a perfect time to cue your... Long. There's something out there. Okay. Did you click all the links? Is there one more link? Oh, yeah, there's one more. So here's the other one that came out that the Navy released. This one's off the coast of California, I think. Off of LA, actually, near San Diego, maybe. Look at that thing. What is that?
Omaha, pick me kid, Rocco Peralta, passability to launch Hilo ASAP.
That's not an airplane. Now watch where it goes.
Keep going, bro. We're making tents. We could probably bring about 35 relatives.
Where does it go? Where are you going to go, little guy?
Yeah, I'll bring it down. We got a lot of white water out there, so 6 foot 12.
Whoa, it's getting close.
What is that?
Is that the water?
Yeah, that's over the ocean. Boom. Gone.
Splashed. Mark Bering and Rain.
It went in the water. You heard him. They said splash, splash. What in holy hell is that? Aliens, please listen to this show. Please listen to this show and come and just pick me up. I just want to hang out. You don't have to, I won't tell anyone. I swear to God. or just someone who has information on this, I will shut the fuck up about aliens forever. Just come tell me, and then I'll shut up, and I'll just know, and then we won't have to worry about it anymore. I don't have to discuss it. I don't have to bring it. You know, if the Pentagon's listening, they're like, that Matt Thomas is really blowing the lid off this alien thing. Just show me, and I'll shut up. That's all it takes, honestly. I just want to know if it's there or if it's not. And I just want you people to fucking care a little bit more. Why is no one talking about this? You don't seem very interested in this.
Because it scares me.
That's fair, but why?
Because I don't want the world to end.
Why does that mean the world's ending? I mean, if they're here, that likely means they've been here for a very fucking long time.
No, but they can come and invade and just...
Oh. If they could have invaded Beth, they would have done that a long time ago. They clearly don't have that intention. Now, the reason why you should be worried, I'll tell you the reason why it actually is legitimate to be worried. It's not because they're going to invade. They're not. They would have done that already. All right. You got to picture us as like ants, right, on a hill. That's how we. That's how they see us. We're just fucking ants. They're like, oh, we're observing these fucking losers, which is true. We don't have the technology they do. The reason why it's scary is because if aliens come down, most of the world's going to look at that and go, all right, well, there's way more to life than this. Everything I've been told in my life is a fucking lie. Religion doesn't matter. It doesn't. It's at least it's flawed and it's not as impactful as we all thought it was. And why the fuck are we paying attention to authority? That's why you need to be worried, because I think there would be uprising and revolt after that. I think that's probably why there hasn't been information released on it. Significant information. I mean, they're putting this stuff out, which is great. But the other thing to keep in mind here is they could be trying to condition us. They could be leaking these things on purpose to become more and more used to it, which I think is a realistic possibility. Yeah. But you have to keep in mind, Beth, remember in that bill that got passed beginning of the year?
Yeah.
That's in 6 days. So June 1st is when the government is releasing an official statement on their knowledge of the UFOs.
So the next time the podcast comes out, there could be...
Yes, and so that's why I'm updating you guys. Look, you come here for good news. You don't get it 90% of the time, but I'm giving you the alien shit, which is really all that matters. I say this every time, but having aliens visit Earth and other life is the single greatest discovery in human history, okay? So I'm a little excited about it, as you could probably imagine. Now, I am a little nervous. I can understand some fears here.
Yeah.
But I think we're fine. I think we're mature enough to deal with this. I mean, there's been plenty of times where people have shot at UFOs, which is probably why they've been avoiding us for a long time. But if you look at even like old Sumerian bullshit and Egyptians and stuff, there's some weird shit, right? There's some weird shit in the hieroglyphics and the writings about angels that come down from the sky and teach them things, okay? It's not the craziest thing in the world. It really isn't. The universe is massive. And in my opinion, if you don't believe there's other life out there, I mean, you have to be the most dense, arrogant motherfucker in the entire fucking universe. Actually, probably not true, because there's probably tons of other arrogant motherfuckers on other planets. But, yeah, I'm going to keep you updated. And is that funny to talk about? No! But it's awesome. And don't be scared. I'll kick them if they come over here.
Okay, you got to protect me.
Well, I'll try.
All
right, Pentagon, please text me or something, and we'll set up a meeting where I can meet the elders of the aliens. Anyways, moving on. Weird start to the show, and we're already 25 minutes in. Well, it's probably is going to be a long one. How far are zucchini noodles away? We ordered food. And they ordered for zucchini noodles. And I like zucchini noodles, but...
5 minutes away.
Great. So, real quick, before you do that. We like to do updates on this show, as you know. No, it's not Free Britney. It's not John Travolta. Someone else entirely that we talked about quite a while ago. It's that fucking cocksucker. who's, like, hits on girls and stuff. He lives in LA. I think he lives here. And he talks about picking up chicks, and he wears a suit everywhere. He pretends he's that Neil Patrick Harris from fucking Everybody's Mother. What's the name of that show? How I Met Your Mother. And he thinks he's the hottest piece of shit in the world. And he is a piece of shit, but he's not hot. And he's clearly lying in every story he has. And if I don't remember what episode it is, go back and listen to my old episodes if you don't know. But his name is what? Russell something? We're doing an update on him. Because we haven't checked in on him in a while. Let's see if he's still the biggest douchebag in the world. Go click on the I'm a nice guy one. We'll see what that one is.
I'm such a nice guy. Why doesn't she like me? Here's the problem with nice guys. A nice guy is someone who overextends himself for a complete stranger.
All right.
Example,
click
a guy
video,
matches
click
with
pause
a girl
it,
on Tinder and
just
he's like,
the video.
What do you...
Yeah. First of all, where is he recording this? That's not a mirror. Is someone recording him from the other side? Look at this. It looks like... That doesn't look like a mirror. How is he recording this?
Yeah, that's true, actually.
First of all, second of all, why are you wearing a pocket square, dude? Hey, you know the world's closed right now. I don't think a person's worn a suit in the last 16 months. And here you are pretending like you know what it's like to be a nice guy. What? What kind of... Hit play.
What are you doing this weekend? And she goes, oh, I'm moving to my new apartment. It's going to be busy, busy. And then the nice guy will be like, oh, well, I have a truck. Why don't I come to your apartment and help you move? To a complete stranger. And even though a woman might accept that offer, she's thinking, what does this guy really want? Why is he being so nice? Because she knows he doesn't want to be nice to me. He wants to sleep with me, which is manipulative and repulsive to women. And you
you're repulsive to
women.
All right, pause it. This guy fucking sucks. This guy talks about how he sleeps with chicks all the time and manipulates them all the fucking time. I think he talked about it on the last episode. What is... Next video. Fuck this guy. I hate him so much.
So I was dating this Russian girl one time.
Oh, it's always a Russian girl.
Seeing each other.
He always talks about Russians.
And I knew that this girl would go out on dates with like other guys. Do, you know, whatever. She was doing her thing. It's no big deal. But what happened was is that she was dating them, but not because she was actually interested in them, but because they would take her out to nice restaurants and buy her food. And after the dates, she would show me. She was like, had dudes' names saved in her phone that she legitimately did not even know their name, and instead have them saved under
just next.
The
what
name,
is this? What are you talking about?
Food.
Those sunglasses
Fellas,
are so cheap as well.
I know.
As
that was
a
from
man,
a gas
when you're talking to women, like for the first time or on a first date, they might test you, and they might test you in different ways. One
why
of the ways that they'll
pause.
Test you.
Why is this guy
the pick?
Why is this guy an expert? Why do we trust him? Because he wears suits? I wear a fucking suit, so I'm an expert!
I don't know. I don't like him.
Go next. Next video.
All right, guys.
All right, wears a suit, and it's undone a little bit.
I've been on a couple of dates in the last few weeks.
This isn't him.
I'm Angel. Suited and booted. I love it. It's very Constantine vibe going on. I really like it. It's like straight edge, but like a little rugged. Really cool. I like that. The only tip I would get you, because it fits you great. It fits you wonderfully. The only tip I would give you is to unbutton the last button on the sleeve like that. So that's a little bit more
wrong,
casual.
Wrong, pause. Wrong. First of all, if you wear a suit on a date, you're a fucking loser, moron. You want to scare someone away? Wear a fucking suit to a date.
Yeah.
Secondly, if you do decide to wear a suit because you're a psychotic idiot, you don't fucking leave it on the tie undone at the top. Like, hey, I'm Mr. Casual. I'm casual. I wear a suit, but I'm casual. I wear a suit, but it's like, it's not a big deal. I wear suits all the time, so I'm kind of like letting loose. I'm undoing the top button. I'm letting my tie hang down. That's how I am. That's my personality. Ladies, if you meet a guy who shows up to a date in a suit, run. Do not walk. Run away. Because this guy is who, these guys are who you're going to be dealing with. And that's simply not acceptable. If I had shown up to our first date on a Friday in a fucking suit, what would you have done?
I'd have thought that you were like a realtor, and I'd be like, oh, okay, this guy.
Yeah, and that's the thing here. They go, this guy's argument is, no, they'll think you're rich, bro. They'll think you have money. Chicks love money, dude. We're in LA. He doesn't talk like that, but that's his argument. Hey, man, be more honest. Be a better person, okay? Starting off a date wearing a fucking suit to pretend you're a fucking investor or something is the lamest shit of all time. Can you go to the next video?
Most men are frustrated with dating.
But this isn't some war on masculinity, social justice in America rant bullshit. It's nothing like that. Men have always been frustrated with dating. Always. Because most men settle for what they can get rather than getting what they deserve. And of course you can date women that's low-hanging fruit for you and they're easy to get, and you can even enter into monogamous relationships with those women and it'd be fine. But to be brutally honest with you, the clients that I've worked with that have just exited a long-term...
This guy has no idea what he's talking about.
No.
Literally no idea. You want to go with the food?
Yeah.
All right, go with the food. No idea. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, I'll have to go back and look at... Oh, I wasn't even recording. Jesus Christ. I was before, but it's fine now. He's talking about bringing random chicks back to his place. Is it like, what is your credibility here? Russell Hartley? Date like a king, king. Hashtag for the boys. Hashtag real talk. Hashtag TikTok. GGT. Hashtag men's fashion. And listen, I'm an authority on this. I told you guys. I know more than you when it comes to dating. I know more than you because I'm engaged. I'm engaged to be married. Okay? Babe, can you grab me a White Claw? There's one more in the fridge. I'm not an alcoholic. Don't shut up. Okay? Shut up. I see you judging me on the other side of your screen there. Shut up. I do what I want. Thank you so much. All right, let's finish this up so we can eat. Yeah. Enough with Russell. He stinks. All right, that's the message here, ladies. Don't date Russell. What are you doing? I'm looking out for your best interests here. And guys, don't date Russell. I mean, this guy probably swings both ways, if I could guess.
Also, he's talking about dating. He's probably actually never had a relationship.
Yeah, he always talks about Russians, too. Let me tell you something about Russians in L.A. Russians in general, psychotic. I'm sure I didn't need to tell you that. But Russians in L.A. are another degree of psychopath. I lived in a neighborhood that was a lot of Russian people in Hollywood for 5 years. They are crazy, crazy, crazy people. They're not good, and they're probably involved in some kind of sex trafficking ring. So, Russell, you stupid. Russell, you dumb. Russell, stop wearing suits. Hey, Russell, stop wearing suits. Suits are for stupid losers who think it makes them look cool. Just be yourself. We had a whole episode on, I think it was the Being Healthy episode, where I talked about part of looking good is finding your own style. Just find your own style. You don't have to make it look all nice. Just buy clothes you want to buy and try them out. And you're going to get made fun of sometimes. It's not always going to work. Who cares? Be you. Don't be fucking Russell. If you're listening to some TikTok guru, you need help. All right. Now we're going to my favorite, one of my favorite segments. We're bringing it back. Explain that British meme. So okay. You're going to have to explain some of these memes. They're not the best in the world. Some of these are a little confusing, but Beth is going to explain British memes to us. This one first says, Aldi are so generous. First of all, terrible grammar. Watch my grammar episode. Second of all, what the hell? 7,000 pounds for this to 79 pence? What the fuck? Explain this now, British woman.
Well, Aldi, you have Aldi out here, don't you?
We do. We do indeed.
So Aldi's just known as a cheap place, but I mean, I think we can all get that they're trying to knock people off with that.
I don't get it though. 7,000 pounds to 79 pence?
Yeah, they're just trying to...
What the fuck is a mini sponge tart?
A mini sponge tart is... I don't know how to explain this. It's like a cake. So, and it's got like jam, it's got like jam in the middle of it and then pastry around the outside.
So it's like a jammy doja?
Kind of, yeah, but more cakey than.
So why the fuck would it ever be priced at 7,000?
It would never. It would never.
So that's the funniness of it, is like it would never be priced that?
Yeah, it would never be priced that. Like, okay. Obviously, it would never be priced 7,000 pounds. That was the next one.
All right. Top British fears. One, sitting next to a stranger on the bus. Two, asking someone if they're in the queue.
Huh?
It's a line. Three, paying for a 27 pence item with a 20 pound note.
Well, I guess sitting next to a stranger on the bus, but in England, you don't talk to strangers in public.
Yeah, well, that's everywhere in the entire world.
Yeah, but it's like a known thing. Like, we were watching something, James Bond with the tube.
The tube.
With a tube on. And you were like, gosh, it's got to be so loud down there. And it's nice, deadly silent, but with thousands of people. Because nobody talks.
That sounds pretty pleasant.
To each other. Yeah. And then asking someone if they're in the queue. I mean, us British people, we really know how to queue. We know how to stand in a line.
I've heard that.
Yeah, we're very polite.
I don't think you stand in a line any different than me, though.
No, but, like, I have seen Americans that just... They're just... Like, the other day when we were trying to get into... where was it? The pub down the road. Not the pub. The bar.
Which one?
With Dave and Jess and Mike, and then we ended up going to the German place.
Oh, Berkshire House.
Yeah, and there's just people that just stand in your, like, personal space. And it's weird. People don't know how to queue out here.
All right.
And then paying for a 27p item with a £20 note. I mean, we all know that because you're just going to carry around a load of change.
And then okay, so these aren't really top British fears. It's top people fears.
Yeah, it's not British fears.
All right,
really.
Well, that makes more sense now.
Yeah, okay, third one. Here we go. If you're British, if you refer to the light in the living room as the big light.
So it says, you know you're British if you refer to the light in the living room as the big light.
Yeah, it's just, it's a big light. It's a big light. If you turn the light off, that light is bigger than that light.
So everyone just calls it the big light?
Yeah. Can you turn on the big light?
Oh, mate, go turn on the big light, will you, mate?
Yeah, because, like, sometimes you'll have, like, I don't know, a nice lamp or
a fishing pole lamp like you have?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, then.
But then, if you didn't want that on, you'd be like, can you put the big light on?
So that's a universal thing that everyone calls it?
Yeah.
Huh.
What do you call it?
I don't know. The living room light. Just turn on the light. That's what we call it. A light. Turn on the light right there.
Yeah, the big light. Okay.
And this last one. How dare you? How dare you? Well, go back. Go back. No, go back. So, you need to explain this to people right now.
Right. Okay. So, Twiglets is a snack in the UK. It's a savory snack.
Savory? What?
Yeah, it's supposed to be
a
savory snack.
You mean stinky and disgusting?
Yeah. Now, Twiglets, you either love them or loathe them. There's no middle ground. No one ever said, oh, yeah, Twiglet's okay. You're either like, oh, yeah, Twiglet, love a Twiglet, or, ew, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever ate. Now, my dad loves Twiglets.
Okay.
My mum always gets them in for him. My mum even wraps, they come in tubs, and my mum even wraps a tub of Twiglets up every year for my dad for Christmas. He knows it's coming every year. But me and my mum can't stand them. And anyway, Matt and I were in a World Market store the other day, and I was like, oh, Twiglets, because he likes trying English food.
Well, let's be fair here. You were like, oh, Twiglets. And I'm like, oh, are these British? And you go, yeah, my dad loves them. He fucking loves Twiglets.
He loves Twiglets.
And I'm like, well, I'm not going to not try these. Your dad loves them. I have to be a part of the British culture. I don't want to lose your British culture. So I happen to have linked a special video here to see the live reaction of me trying these vile things for the first time for your enjoyment. So you can go and make that full screen.
Twiglets for the first time.
They smell horrible.
Yep, they do.
Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it's because of oil.
I'm not looking forward to this, but we'll see. These are not for me. These are terrible.
Go on, have another one.
It tastes like someone just burned a bunch of grains to a crisp and then dumped motor oil on them. Oh, that initial taste is awful. The aftertaste isn't terrible, but the initial taste is horrendous.
Yeah. I mean, You saw the look on my face. I wanted to spit it out. And look, I'm not a picky eater. The only food I really won't eat is olives. But these things, literally, they taste like burned motor oil. They are disgusting. And you seem to be like, I don't think you'll like them. I'm like, all right, fine. But you were not adamant enough about it.
No,
you're just like,
said,
nah,
I
you
don't like
them.
I said, I don't like them.
No, but you should have been like, avoid these like the plague. They're terrible.
Yeah, but then other
they
people.
They taste like a dog's ass.
When you put it on Instagram, I mean, you saw the reaction. You either love them or hate them. And even Dave did. When Dave put it on his Instagram, he was like, people were split 50-50.
Yeah. And let me tell you something, British people. Sorry. Twiglets fucking suck. Okay? They fucking suck. You're in America now. Eat our food. Why do you think we're so fucking fat? We have good snacks. That's why we're fucking fat.
No, you
our snacks
some of
are better. You guys have fucking dog ass tasting Cheetos. I don't need those in my life. I want real Cheetos. I want Cheez-Its. I want Keebler cookies. That's what I want. I don't want fucking Twiglets. Okay? You can keep those in fucking the UK. Why do you think we left England? This is why the Revolutionary War got started. I'm sure George Washington popped a Twiglet in his mouth and goes, we're out! We're done! That's it. I've had it. Your food sucks. We're starting our own thing. We're going to make ribs and mac and cheese and hot dogs. And that's it. That's all we need. I don't need fucking burned Cheetos that taste like a fucking pig's nose.
Yeah, but babe, there's other British things that you like. You like Jammy Dodgers. You like penguins. You like Percy Pigs. There's a lot
I
of
do like
on.
Percy Pigs. I quite fancy those because they're like a marshmallowy type of flavor as well as the texture's quite nice. I don't mind those, but like fucking Twiglets can go fuck themselves.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
no, I agree.
And I know there's some British people who responded to my story who were very angry at my reaction. Get a better taste in your mouth. Like, develop better taste buds. I don't know what else to tell you. They're fucking gross. I don't. The fact that's even like approved by the FDA or whatever the fuck you guys have in the United Kingdom, you guys probably have like the Lord Willinghams of Doozy Manor who approve all the snacks in the UK, and it's probably just a bunch of fucking old bearded guys with wigs on who
I
tell
mean,
you what you're allowed to eat.
They have been around for generations. Twiglets.
They're Marmite flavored. So if you have ever had Vegemite, you like Vegemite, you like Marmite. Maybe you'll like these, but if you like Vegemite, you're a psychotic penis. And if you like Marmite, you're a psychotic penis. So yeah. Twiglets are not for me. Not for me.
No.
And I think that bag is going to be sitting at my house for until the end of time.
Yeah.
All right. Two more things and then we'll be done. I promise. And I know
I'm
you're hungry.
Hungry.
I know you are. You're angry at me. Scroll down. We're not going to do that today. We're going to do that next time.
Okay.
All right, we'll end on this. Go to real or fake right there. I just want your opinion on this. So this is what we'll end with. This is our like little final video here.
Top one?
Yeah. So there's this account on TikTok, and I think you'll be interested in this. I don't know what it is. It says it's satire. It looks fake. I'm calling bullshit. But the videos are odd, okay?
Okay.
And he says he's mixing like different DNA of animals. So like scroll down a little bit. Not that one. Go down. Oh wow, he makes a lot of videos. Click on the Pikachu one. And this guy says he like
this
makes
one of the
animals.
Greatest experiments I've ever done. After isolating DNA from our pet albino squirrel, we took it to the lab alongside DNA from our pet electric eel. And we couldn't forget taking DNA from baby ducks so that we could get their yellow color. We took all of this back to our home laboratory, and after 5 months, we finally made a Pikachu. This is a world's first. Yes, they do have a small electric shock, but they are very safe to handle. They are friendly and cute.
What?
We sell them for $200, but we have let many go into the wild to be free.
And that's why we know it's fake. He says he lets them into the wild. That's not legal.
$200? That's a lot of work that he's done there for $200.
I know. But it's just weird. But the thing that fucks with me is the footage looks kind of real.
Yeah.
So, like, scroll down. He does so many of these. Keep going down. I mean, you could click on any of these and it'd be fine. Click on the venomous deer one.
I've always wanted to make venomous mammals, and so I extracted DNA from our pet king cobra.
Why would you want to do that?
And I extracted DNA from our pet deer here. After months, we finally spliced their DNA together perfectly.
How many pets does this guy
perfectly.
Have?
We well, it's fake. It's got to be fake.
Eggs, and after another set of months, they began to hatch. You would not believe what they look like. These snake deer hybrids are the world's first venomous mammals. They're extremely venomous, but oh so cute and cuddly. Although this isn't what we expected, we're glad the way it turned out.
Yeah, like what? It's got to be fake, right? But like, what is he doing? Is he putting prosthetics on the fucking animals to make them look real and painting them? Like, I don't know. Like,
what's monkey fish?
I don't know. Click monkey fish.
Ooh,
I don't
what
fucking
is
know.
This one?
Click monkey fish.
Strangest dog ever.
This
I want to see
world's
that.
First ever.
That's a chimp.
Dog monkey.
That's
hybrid.
A chimp with mange.
It
That's
all started
not real.
DNA from my best friend's monkey here, which we then spliced with baby dog DNA, with the help of our household dog Penny. She gave birth to these amazing dogs, which we bottle fed until they were grown. What you are seeing right now. Is the world's
ew.
First ever dog monkey hybrid.
Like, ew.
That's something. The footage here was bizarre. Go back.
World.
So
as you can see,
get out.
It's very.
And go to the alien, or no, go to the monkey fish one. 10 million. Let's check that out. I mean, all of these
this
have tons
my
of views.
Second attempt to create a mermaid. It all started with extracting DNA from my friend's monkey and splicing it with DNA from a simple fish. We took that to the laboratory at home and fertilized eggs. And after 3 months, they gave birth, but we did not get what we were expecting. As you can see, this looks like a regular fish, but it has developed monkey-like teeth.
All right, that's obviously fake.
Although this is
I've seen fish
we
like that before with teeth.
Yeah.
But like, there's some of them that look kind of real. I keep going down. I've seen so many of these. They keep popping up on my For You page. But he's like, new species about to drop? I don't know. It's so bizarre. Like, he has one that's like a pig dog or something?
Cat, dog, chicken.
I've always wanted to make an animal hybrid spliced with an animal hybrid. And that's exactly what I did
what
when
is
I
that?
Took my cat dog DNA and mixed it with my chicken DNA in my home.
But that doesn't, like, I don't think genetics allow for that. Like, you can't mix something, like a liger can't reproduce. You can make a tiger and a lion fuck and make a liger, but you can't make, like, genetics won't allow it to reproduce. So it can't have kids, so that would never work with this, which is why I know it's fake, but.
Could not fly, even though it had wings.
Like, where did you get this footage?
This is one of the cutest and most cuddliest
it's a bat, obviously.
Ever created. Thanks for following.
I don't know. It's such a bizarre channel. I will say it's interesting content. I'll give the guy credit. It's compelling and it's interesting. But that's it. Weird show today.
Yeah.
We were all over the place.
Yeah.
But let's go eat. I'm pretty hungry too.
Yeah.
I had a protein shake today and that's it. So loud. Thank you for that.
It's so loud, sorry.
We'll iron those details out. All right. Well, hopefully you enjoyed. This is a weird fucking show. I don't know if people are going to like this one, but whatever. It's free content, so go fuck yourself. I'm putting the work in, not you. That's it. Let's go eat our zucchini noodles. And then next episode, we'll do more of these this MP3 player thing, because I had impeccable taste. I'm impressed with
and
myself.
And we'll find out whether or not aliens are here.
That's true. Next episode, we'll know. We'll see what the document is. We'll go through it. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, like and subscribe. I keep forgetting to say this, but do it. And if you like clips, share them. And if you like me, send me a nice love letter. I'm not available.
No.
I'm engaged to be married, but I appreciate the flattery. So if you want to send me titty pics or something.
No, don't.
Don't do that.
It's okay.
No, stop it.
Don't do it.
Stop
but
it.
Don't do it. But
I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to cut you off.
See you guys next week. Like and subscribe. Leave me a comment. Share the clips. And check out my Star Wars podcast. Another Star Wars pod with my sister Melissa. I'm having fun doing that. And we'll see you guys next week. And hopefully aliens are here. And that's it. And I love you. And give your mom a kiss tonight. I can't do that. But you do it for yourself. I'll see you guys.